This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another Super Rugby podcast with your hosts, Damien Warren and
Toby Harris.
Miss your Harris. What has the week brought you?
Oh, joy, tiredness, and more joy.
Hey, listen, I'm a single parent for the last 3 days. My wonderful wife has gone to London on a work trip.
She's just seeing her boyfriend, isn't she?
She's gone for a work trip, you know, eating out at nice restaurants on it. Yeah.
She's eating out.
Staying in hotels. It's a work trip, of course. And I'm then left at home with two children. So all I've got to say is putting the grind in and
you're pulling a shift,
I'm really lucky that my kids are self-sufficient because if they weren't, I'd be in real trouble. It's been good, mate. Been daddy daycare.
Nice.
Daddy daycare for me. What would you, listen, what do you reckon it would be like being a child of mine?
Sweet child of mine. It'd be fun.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. You'd be a pain in the ass, but it'd be fun.
The jokes, they get sick of my jokes, mate.
But that's all part of it, you know. When your boy is older, he's going to be, you know, his jokes are going to be up there.
Well, you hope so, don't you? I've definitely instilled a level of resilience with our children because they have to.
Thank you.
Magic, mate.
Magic. It's happened before.
That's a slurp and a half. I've really enjoyed it, and hopefully they have too.
Well, anyway, mate, it's time. Many more years to come.
It's time for a little bit of rugby, anyway, and let's talk about the WhatsApp group. There's been a little bit of WhatsApp action.
Group, yeah. Let me bring it up.
Can I lead it off saying I think it must have been Friday or Thursday. The Razzler, the Dazzler got very confident about his Rebels boys. And he put it out there. He said, Damo, I'm going to beat you by 5. So anyway, he said, if the Rebels win, then I have to wear a Rebels jumper, which actually, to be honest, I'd be quite happy wearing. It's quite nice.
It's quite cool, isn't it? It's quite nice.
And I said, well, if we win, then you've got to put an apology on the group. And he did well. He did well. But did you think, like I did, he'd put a few extra weights in the back? Oh, do you know what I mean? Like, 100%. Do you know what I mean?
That's his full rack.
Yeah.
You know, that's his full set of weights.
He's it was got impressive, no though, wasn't it? It was impressive. I definitely had home gym envy.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, so, but there was also some quite nice things going through there. There was a nice stat actually that I wanted to mention about, maybe you could look it up, sir, but it was the one with the leading point scorers.
Oh, yes.
From Super Rugby. So yeah. Have you got that one, mate?
Yeah,
you can
I do,
run
yeah.
through those.
So we'll start at fifth, Carter Gordon.
Yep.
Oh, I should have started at third, really.
Should have started at second, mate. Oh, third. Yeah. You started at fifth.
We'll go top three.
Yeah, no, Carter, yeah, the Fijian lad.
Yeah.
At 10.
We got Tane.
Yeah, no, I'm surprised Tane by Edmund. That. I didn't think he would have been as high up, so well done to him.
No,
obviously,
yeah,
pretty decent
right.
Off the tee.
Lolasio.
Yeah.
And then quite a wee way ahead, actually, Damon McKenzie.
Yeah, 103 points for DMAC. Yeah, obviously some of that's tries, isn't it? And some of that's his goal kicking. But it is quite – like when you actually look at it, we're looking at – you've got a New Zealander at the top.
Yeah.
And then you've got to go all the way down to seventh for the next New Zealander.
But that also just shows how much depth I think Super Rugby's got at the moment, because you've got, you know, Chiefs up the top, then you've got someone from every sort of team in there, don't you? But there are New Zealand, Australia, Australia, Fiji, Australia, Australia. So there's a lot of Australians in there.
And actually, probably the Fijian lad, because he has replaced another, obviously, Fijian lad who last year was very, very good at 10. So they've actually got a little bit of depth now at 10, which is not an area traditionally
normally
that they've had
been
anything.
Pathetic in 10, haven't they?
Yeah.
It's the outside backs that have shone.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. Some of the
do you think Fiji have the most depth in sort of the wing areas?
I mean, New Zealand are up there, aren't they? You'd arguably say that South Africa, but I agree with you. I think raw talent.
Yeah.
Definitely on the wings, but also in the midfield. I think they've probably got more raw talent at 12 and 13 than most international sides. And if you then combine that with a good 9 and 10 that they're building, I can see Fiji doing some quite nice things if they can get the games over the next few years.
Because they've started, like, their back row, their loose forwards have been unreal. You know, that,
mate,
that boy with the moustache.
Yeah.
He must ask you a question. But then they're good runners. They're powerful, good over the ball. They feel no pain.
If they could just play away from home like they do at home or at World Cups. You know, you see them in a World Cup and they're fantastic because they are, you know, they're playing for their nation, and it's just a little bit of a disconnect when they go and play away.
I think it's also consistency, isn't it?
You know, they just don't, they don't look quite up for it like they could. And you see that with the Sevens as well. You know, they've got raw talent, absolutely, but the only real coach is Jason Ryan, who's managed to harness that talent for any prolonged period of time. So,
but I think also Sevens is suited to them better than 15s. You know, they are fit, fast, lean machines, aren't they?
You say that though, mate, but who's
got
a
bigger... You know, back in the day.
You look at them now. They've got some massive lads who are fast and powerful across their whole pack.
Yeah.
They are not wanting for size or skill or power or pace. They're just wanting for that little bit of professionalism. And I think I listened to a podcast and I might have spoken about it a couple of weeks ago, but they really fall down because obviously their school system is nowhere near where Ireland's is or South Africa's is or New Zealand or even Australia. So they come out of school, they've got all this talent, but they haven't really been in a professional environment before.
No.
And so they're just absolutely raw athletes. A little bit like you could imagine the Americans, you know, if they got all their raw talent, they put an amazing team together, but wouldn't have the rugby know-how.
Yeah, that's the problem. They wouldn't have the rugby depth and knowledge.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Mate, do you want to go and do the Super Brew?
Yes.
Now, I'm a little bit more chipper this week than I have
been. Hey, you had a good week.
In the past. Every dog has his day.
Every dog has his day. You're right. Oh, that was loud. Right. Are we going top five, are we?
Go top five, yeah.
Hey, the leaderboard has changed slightly. We'll go top four.
Okay.
Ben Affleck.
Oh, nice.
John Boy 237. Turunuo. Yep. Or Turunu.
Oh, he's dropped, eh?
He's dropped. Seppo Dan went up 12 places.
I tell you what, just shows one bad week. Knocked off the top, can't
you? That's right.
Hey, listen, no one cares about all that, though. No one cares about all that. Everyone cares about where you are, sir, where Razzler Dazzler is, where Coley the Poley is, and
no one cares about you.
Some people care about where I'm at. So let's go through those, please.
So I've gone up 8 places to 12th.
Well done.
Thank you.
You are nearly top 10, sir.
Razzler the Dazzler stayed pure and 31st.
Yep.
Where are you? Coley the Poley went down 2 places, 42nd. You, my friend. Oh, hey, I must have gone past you. Sorry. Oh, you went up 14 places.
You're so used to going all the way down to the bottom, aren't you? Yeah.
You went 14 places and you're at 58th now.
Okay. Hey, listen, I'm nearly top 50.
Hey, you aren't. Oh. You're 8 places off. To top 50, you're half a point off. No, you're a point off 50.
I would go as far to say as the weekend was the first weekend that I've not felt really depressed about rugby for quite some time. Because either like my Crusaders did okay in one game or whatever, but then I did shocking on the picks. And this week was the first one where I'd picked most things and the Crusaders played well. So
Crusaders played very well. 2 people got all the answers right.
I'm really surprised by that because like Hurricanes, like to pick the Brumbies, there was a bolt out of the blue really with how they've been playing over the last few weeks.
It was high risk, high reward.
High risk, high reward. I'm guessing they're both Brumbies fans, and I respect that.
Well done.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
well done.
Like picking your team. Good.
Should we go through Super Brew predictions now?
Yes, let's do that.
Hurricanes, Waratahs?
Hurricanes.
Yep.
Although I do think it'll be close.
Rebels, Blues?
Blues.
Moana Pacifica Highlanders. Moana Pacifica at home doesn't make much of a difference.
They know they are at home, and it's a story I'm going to go over. They're in Tonga.
Are they?
They're playing in Tonga, yeah. So it will potentially make a difference. I'm actually going to say I think the wheels have fallen off the Highlanders' cart, and I think they're going to lose to Moana.
Do you?
Yeah, I think they're at home. I know they're not really at home, as in they're going to Tonga and none of them live in Tonga type thing. But I just think that they'll just have that, you know, that little bit extra. I think hopefully the crowd will be decent and they'll get fully behind
them. I'm sure
them.
The crowd will be decent. And yeah. Do you know what?
And
Moana Pacifica are pushing for that top eight place as well.
Well, both, aren't they? Whoever wins that game will be top eight.
Yeah.
So, very good.
Then we've got Crusaders Reds.
I mean, I'm obviously going to pick the Crusaders, but in saying that, what I saw, I mean, we spoke about last week, one of the toughest things in New Zealanders in the world rugby is go and play Crusaders at home and beat them. And we kind of laughed at that, scoffed at that. But it isn't easy.
No.
I do think the Reds definitely have it in them to beat them. I'm still going to pick the Crusaders, but I'm picking them as a – if I was a betting man and it was money, I think I would probably just pip the Reds. I like the Reds.
Yeah.
I think they've been really good this year overall.
They've just been a bit unlucky, haven't they?
They've been a bit unlucky and they've kind of had some weird games at times, you know?
Chiefs Force?
Definitely Chiefs, 100%.
Brumbies Easy. Fiji?
Brumbies at home, so I'm going to say Brumbies.
Okay, there you go.
What about you? Was there anything there that you disagreed with?
No. No, but I wasn't sure on the Moana Pacifica Highlanders game. I didn't realise that Moana were playing in the islands.
Yeah, and I think also Rhys Patchell, I think he did his pec on the weekend. That's what it looked like anyway. I think if he was playing, I'd definitely be more, I might go that way. But,
yeah,
you know, their stand-in 10 is so green. You know, it's just not, it's not going to be a positive outcome if he's starting. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Mate, shall we go and do a bit of breaking news?
Yes. Proudly supported by our Patreon members. Thank you all
very
much.
Yeah, nice, sir. Nice. I thought you were going to have another shocker.
Don't be like that.
No, sorry. You go. You start us off.
Oh, yes. Okay, so I have actually seen, and it's a bit of a quiz for you too, but it's a bit of a news story also. The sort of highest to lowest in Premiership rugby of salary, each position.
Okay. Yeah.
Each position.
Okay.
Within reason.
Yeah.
Okay. So, hang on. Here we go. Okay. How do we want to do this? Do we want to go?
I think the highest.
Highest to lowest?
Well, yeah. Highest, I'm going to say, is tens.
Fly half. Correct. What do you think they're on?
And
average.
Wow. I know on average, I'm going to say 600. I mean, it'd probably be more because I know a couple of them are on like million. So Finn Russell and Andre Pollard are both on basically a million. So I'm going to say on average 600,000.
You're wrong.
Higher.
You get half a point. Okay, so
each
position is worth 2 points. Okay, you're on 1 point.
Okay.
This is out of 18 points in total. So fly half, 217,000 average.
Wow. Just shows that some are getting paid not a lot of money.
Now, I don't know if that's starting tens or tens in general.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to say tight head prop.
You're wrong.
Oh, loose head prop.
No, so it just goes fly half, centres, okay, like scrum half, wing, hooker, prop, back row, fullback, locks kind of thing. That's not in order, by the way.
Oh, okay. So it would be, okay.
Those are the categories.
So I'm going to say front row.
You're wrong.
Oh, my God. Loose forwards.
You're wrong.
Oh, my God. Second row.
You're wrong.
Oh, my God. So it's got to be centres. Oh, well done. Yes. Centres then.
Yeah.
It just shows, actually, you know, the kind of debate that's always taken place of, you know, who's more important,
yes,
forwards or backs. You know, it's, well, there you go, mate.
There
highest
you go.
Paid players for a reason, aren't they?
Yeah.
I'm really surprised by that. I thought front row would have been. I know that hookers aren't very well paid.
No.
But I thought that props were really highly paid. And then I thought second rows as well. So, okay, so we've gone fly halves or scrum halves, fly halves, centres. So then it must be front row.
No.
Oh, second row.
Yes.
A second row, front row, loose forwards,
no,
wingers.
I'll go through it. So you've now had the top three. So fly half, centre lock, full back, back row, prop, hooker, winger, scrum half.
Wow. So scrum half is the, again, I don't get that. You know, if you've got a good scrum half, what a difference it makes.
Oh, big time.
Maybe it's a young man's game as well. Maybe, I don't know. But yeah, a bit weird. Bit weird. Like that, sir. Like that from you. Okay, what did you think to that? Were you surprised by that?
Yeah, big time. I thought hooker would be right down there.
Yes.
I thought, like you said, I thought front row would be higher.
Yeah.
I was surprised that second row were in that high.
Yeah, I think they're hard to find, you know. You need, like, to be 6 foot something.
Yeah.
You know,
I was surprised with fullback being fourth.
I'm very surprised by that, yeah. Very, very surprised that the fullbacks are so well paid.
I'm not surprised just with maybe, fly halves being first.
Yeah, and maybe it shows, doesn't it, how actually the entertainment value is coming into their, you know, these owners are having to put their hands in their pocket for players that play an attractive style of rugby because that gets the fans in.
Yeah.
Mm. So my first story was on Moana Pacifica, and they're playing and historically playing in Tonga. And I know we've already covered it almost, but 12 of their players, I'm not sure this is a starting lineup or not, but 12 of their players have Tongan heritage. So when we talk about, you know, where would a home ground be, surely you've got to look at Tonga. Now, I really hope that the fans come out and support. But if they do come out and support, surely that's where you've got to move that team moving forward.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think, you know, looking at the stats don't lie, do they?
No.
So I think, like you say, moving forward, if there is a home for them, it needs to be there.
Yeah. And then you've got to look at who you're selecting and try and select players off the island rather than players living in New Zealand.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe then your other option is Samoa, because there's going to be more players coming from there than, you know, than maybe Tonga. But definitely you've just got to look at what works. What works is Fiji works.
Yeah.
They bring in an attractive style of rugby. They're you know, punch pretty well above their weight, and that needs to be replicated, and it's improved their international team. Just do the same thing with a Samoan Tongan contingent would be like secret to success, and then you can get the occasional player from New Zealand to come across, and you know, like a William Harvilli, or a Christian or a Julian Savia, who's, you know, near the end of his career, come over there and play. But, you know, they'd be stationed out of Samoa for their home games, which would be great.
Agreed.
Mate, what's your second story?
This is a quick one. England women won the Women's Six Nations, didn't they, quite easily.
Did you know the score of that French game?
I do. The score was 42-21.
That's massive, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because last year when they were playing, it was pretty close. So it just shows what a really top level coach can do in John Mitchell. Very, very impressive that.
Yeah. So they must be favourites now for the Women's World Cup next year on home soil.
I mean, that might be the only thing that that stops them. The weight of the expectation.
Yeah, a bit like the doing all. Do you remember that 2015?
Oh, mate, it was a beautiful day. That wasn't it. I've never been more Welsh in all my. I've never been more Welsh all my life. I got so excited. I mean, I actually quite liked Lancaster at that time. He was the England coach. But you, can you remember everything was going on with Burgess playing in the centres? And
I was a Frenchman during that as well, you know, for wee-wee poo-poo.
So, yeah, I was loving it, mate. It was one of the greatest days of rugby that I can remember. Oh, and just watching them walk off their own World Cup. And then we went on and won it. You know, what could be better than that? We were really good then as well. Like, you know what I mean? We were so good, weren't we? So it was a good time to be alive. England going out in their own World Cup. New Zealand playing some beautiful rugby and winning against Australia in the final. Sonny Bill Williams giving away his gold medal. What a chopper that he was.
What a douche.
He thought it was going to go down really well.
It's all about me. It's all about me.
He thought, oh, I'm going to give away my medal and everyone's going to go, what a good guy. Everyone was going, oh, my God, what a dick. Who does he think he is? Giving away his medal. Hmm. Doesn't it mean anything to him? Oh. Jeez, I even felt a bit sorry for the big lad, to be fair. Hey, listen, you're going to like this next story, okay? Kind of from the WhatsApp group, but I actually saw it before I looked at the WhatsApp group. Billy Vunipola tasered in Spain.
Yeah, smiling now, at the police.
Well, what I would say is Billy says no violence. There was no violence. He didn't threaten anyone. He didn't throw anything around, okay? So why do you think he was tasered by police?
Oh, he's just a big boy, isn't he?
He's a bit of a nightmare, isn't he? If you didn't know who he was, he's a massive unit. I'm guessing it was 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm guessing he might have had a beer or two.
Yeah.
And I think he might not have been wanting to leave.
No. He was resisting.
He was resisting being moved on by the police, yeah. So apparently he was meted at the airport by some Saracens press people to make sure that he got his story bang on. But I thought it was quite interesting because, you know, who gets tasered for no reason is basically nothing to see here.
Yeah.
I haven't done anything wrong. Who gets tasered?
Wasn't me, officer.
Yeah, it wasn't me. I was just winding up the police officers, but it's okay. Now, what isn't – he only paid a €240 fine.
Mm.
So he probably did get away quite lightly.
Yeah.
Mate, what caught your eye over the weekend?
I think the Crusaders' dominance back to being
– Sorry, I didn't hear that. Can you say it again, but louder?
I was shocked that the Hurricanes lost. I think that's what I said. No, I think the Crusaders finally showed their class. It'll be interesting to see whether they can do it again.
Yeah, I'm not sure they showed their class. I think the scoreline looks great.
As in the scoreline, that's what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, and they nilled. They nilled. So for those who don't know, Crusaders beat the Rebels 39-0. And I think the nil was probably the bit that they would be most proud about.
Yeah.
I think when we talk about weight of expectation for the England ladies team, well, we could probably see that with the Rebels. You know, Rebels wanted to create history and maybe they got a little bit ahead of themselves. With that, but it wasn't a spotless performance by the Crusaders by any shape or form. But I was proud of the boys for getting up. It's whether or not they can do it again and again will be a real challenge for them, especially this weekend against the Reds. That's for sure.
Yeah.
But you also mentioned about the fact that the Hurricanes lost. Was that a massive shock to you as well?
I didn't see it coming. I thought they were just looking really good. And then, you know, it wasn't a thrashing, but it just shows that the Brumbies are so hard to beat at home.
I think the bit that really surprised me was the Hurricanes have been really good in the last 20 minutes of a game, and people have made a lot about their fitness levels under the new coach. That was the first time I'd seen them not really like dominate the last 20 minutes. So
yeah,
that was a surprise, because if they had dominated the last 20 minutes, they would have won that game. And it kind of went the other way, where the Brumbies just kept on ticking along and got over the line.
I think they just did the Brumbies did the basics right. They weren't trying too hard. They took their opportunities. And then the Hurricanes started to chase their tails.
You couldn't have summarized it any better.
Yeah.
I tell you another one that was a real, real shock to me was Blues and Reds. Okay? So the Blues won with basically the last play of the day. Yeah?
Yeah.
And the reason why it shocked me was because I was watching this game and I was watching it to a point, and then I was like, I had to go and do something else. So I had to go and pick up the kids or whatever. And in my head, I was like, okay, well, the Blues look good. They look like they've got this game under the, you know, easily in control, and they'll run away with it. So I left, I came back, I checked the score later. And I saw, oh, it's 41-34, you know. Okay, obviously the Reds may have come back late in the game, you know, and made it look closer than it was.
Yeah.
But then I want to watch the highlights. What a hell of a game of rugby. I'm absolutely gutted that I left when I did, because the Reds came back and really should have won that game. And if it wasn't for some individual brilliance right at the end, the Blues would have definitely got a big fat punch in the nose, and they looked really good, mate. First half, a little bit after halftime, they looked completely and utterly in control of this game. So to see the Reds come back was what must have been nice for a Reds supporter at home. Crowd was pretty good, and there's some awesome tries.
I think, you know, like you say, The Reds have been really unlucky this season. You know, if it was another season, they would have been able to get over the line. You know, I think they had that close game against the Hurricanes. They had a couple of close games early on in the season. And then the game on the weekend against the Blues has just been, you know, like you say, the Blues scored right at the very end. So
to steal it almost. The only other one that I thought, it was a dreadful game, it was the worst game I've actually, and I categorically say this is the worst game I've ever seen in Super Rugby, was the Highlanders versus the Western Force. It was played inside.
Yeah.
And I think the Highlanders have 13 handling errors.
Oh my God.
Force were no better. It was a shocking game of rugby.
Yeah,
it was terrible, and it brings me on to my question to you, sir. Okay, so I think the quality of Super Rugby this year has not been at the level that it's been in the past, and what I mean by that is I'm talking about handling errors in general and tackling. Okay,
yeah.
So my question to you is, if the quality of the rugby drops, what more would keep you playing in New Zealand? Because let's be honest to say, the money's better overseas. Now, the money has always been better overseas, yes, but the quality of the rugby has always been incredibly high in New Zealand and playing Super Rugby.
Yeah.
Whereas now, I think it's dropped. So why would you stay is my question. Is the lure of the All Blacks enough to keep you in a country if week to week it's not up to the level?
Yeah, but also if you think about you know, a lot of these Super Rugby players, they're not going to make the All Blacks, and they should probably know that they're not going to make the All Blacks. So what keeps them? Will they
absolutely
get, will they get any more money overseas because they're only playing for a Super Rugby team?
It's a good question, you know, because they're only going to get paid good money overseas if they're a good player.
Yeah.
And if you're playing in a second-rate competition, not saying Super Rugby is a second-rate competition at the moment.
Yeah.
But let's say it became a second-rate competition. Then, you know, then you're not going to get paid big money to come over because you're not going to be, you know, steel sharpens steel, doesn't it? You know, so that's the reason why New Zealand and South Africa have always been very strong, because they've always had very good setups, and, you know, success breeds success, steel sharpens steel, you know, all those types of things. So I think it's something we're really, really got to watch. And we spoke about it last week about ways to keep players playing in New Zealand financially. I think you've got to do a lot more like Jordy Barrett is doing.
Yeah.
To entice your best players to stay in New Zealand so the level remains very high.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, mate, I've got to go teach again.
You do. Hopefully next week we'll be back to the full episodes.
Yes.
But what can people do to support us, sir?
They can like, share, subscribe, email, message. Hey, we got a good message from Ben Zealand, sorry. He had an interview on interview with Nick Berry.
Yes.
And he said it was quite insightful. So I think it's Queensland Rugby Pod or something.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to go and listen to it.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
So Ben Zealand.
But 5-star review, Patreon link below.
That's it, mate. That's it. Anyway, it's always a pleasure doing the podcast with you.
Always.
Even if we have to squeeze them in on our lunch breaks.
I know.
But until next week, mate, catch you later.
See you soon.
Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.